Timothy felt excited. After dinner, families were coming to the farm to roast marshmallows over campfires. Dad said Timothy could have his very own marshmallow. Timothy sure liked marshmallows, and the fire would make his marshmallow warm, sweet, and gooey.
It's time.
Cubby and Timothy followed Dad to a campfire. They each poked a marshmallow onto a stick and held the sticks over the fire. Dad showed Timothy how to turn his stick so the marshmallow would get brown on every side.
Now, don't put your marshmallow too close to the fire.
Timothy practiced turning for a while. He saw other kids eating their marshmallows.
I want my marshmallow toast faster.
He moved his marshmallow a little farther into the fire. Suddenly, a big flame covered his marshmallow.
Dad, help!
Dad jerked Timothy's stick out of the fire. He waved it quickly in the air to make the flame go out. Timothy looked at his marshmallow. It was black and crispy.
Oh no! Dad, are there any marshmallows left?
I'm sorry, Timothy. There are a lot of kids here tonight. Marshmallow bags are all empty.
Timothy frowned, his eyes filled with tears.
Look!
Cubby pointed to the bench next to Timothy. Timothy saw a stick leaning against the bench. At the top of the stick was a plump white marshmallow.
Whose marshmallow is that?
Someone giggled behind the bushes.
Lovey, aren't you supposed to be in the petting zoo?
Yes, but a kid at the zoo just tried to feed me a marshmallow. Plants don't like marshmallows, so I thought I'd give it to you.
Oh, Lovey, thank you. Now I'll get my marshmallow after all.
I'd better get back to the petting zoo, but you two enjoy the fire.
We sure will!